Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. Let's read the first two verses together. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Do we want to know what the gospel is? We just had a Bible study on what is the gospel. Do we want to get to the heart of it? Do we want to know what the gospel is? Look at the end of verse 2. And he healed them. That's it. And he healed them. Think about how simple that is. Honestly. Just think about how simple that is. Think about how finished that is. Doesn't that sound so finished? Think about how happy that is. Think about the peace and the rest that is in that. And he healed them. Even though it's not officially written here, from that statement we can conclude that they were sick. You can't be healed if you're not sick. They that are whole, meaning well, need not a physician, but the sick do. Those are the only people Christ came into this world to heal. You know that? The sick. Sick with sin, sick from sin, sick from the effects of sin. Sinners. Sometimes people get it in their minds that sinners are really good people who have fallen into a bad category. No. What does the scripture say? There's none good. No, not one. Back in the day when it was a common disease, it's not as common anymore, but a long time ago when it was a common disease, do you know why men and women were called lepers? Do you know why they were called lepers? It's because they had leprosy. They were infected with a disease called leprosy. And today, because it is still such a very common disease, do you know why men and women are called sinners? It's because they are infected with a loathsome disease called sin. Now, even though all men and women are infected with this disease called sin, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All men and women are sinners, all right? But even though all men and women are infected with this loathsome disease, the diagnosis is really only given to God's people. I'm going to say that again because this is the truth. Even though all men and women are infected with this loathsome disease called sin, The diagnosis of it is really only given to God's people. That's the first thing that the Spirit of God does when He comes to His own. He gives that soul the diagnosis of his or her disease. That's the first work of God's Spirit. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, when He comes, He will reprove. That means He will convince of sin. First thing He'll do. He comes to a soul and He gives that soul the diagnosis of his or her sin. And for the first time, that soul realizes, wait a minute. There's not just sickness in the land. There's sickness in me. I'm sick. I'm sick. Now, I asked Brother Tony and Brother Chris if they would mind me mentioning this, and they both said yes, but Tony and Chris's mother, Dwight's wife, our sister, Irene, was given the diagnosis that she had cancer. Okay? The moment that diagnosis was given to her, and I wasn't there at that appointment, but I know, the moment that diagnosis was given to her, she said within herself, I'm sick. Wait a minute. I'm sick. Now, I may know that cancer is in the land. I may know that. And I may believe in my heart that I'm just as capable of getting it as she was. And I do. I believe that. I believe I'm just flesh, and I may believe that there's no difference in either one of us. There's no difference in me or her. But I have not received a diagnosis. I may have cancer in my body right now. But I have still not received a diagnosis. Therefore, I am not going to go to Knoxville. And I am not going to seek out a physician who can cut it out of me. Because in my mind, I'm not sick. I have no need of that. Is anybody in here going to run down to Knoxville and ask a physician to go to work on them? We have no need of that, do we? I may say, but for the grace of God, there go I. I may say that. But for the grace of God, you know, I know anything's possible. I know, believe me, I know. But I still have not received a diagnosis. Therefore, in my mind, I'm not sick. I have no need of that. Who will seek out a physician? A person who is sick. A person who's sick. A person who says, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm sick. And I'm going. Because I need it. I have to have it. Tony, Chris, their sisters, Pam and Debbie, Dwight, and obviously Irene, met here in the parking lot of this church building many times to all leave their cars here. They would all come from different directions and they would leave all their cars there and all ride down to Knoxville together to take Irene to her appointments. And in seeing that, I couldn't help but think about how many times in the Scripture men and women went to great lengths to get their loved ones to Christ. They all came together to bring their loved ones to the Lord Jesus Christ. Like when those four men climbed up on the roof. Don't you, when you think about some of these stories, doesn't it just, I think about those four men. They carried their friend who was laying there in a bed up on a roof, and they ripped a hole in the roof so they could let their friend down by ropes. They couldn't get in. They wanted to go in the front door, but they couldn't get to the master. So they climbed up on the roof and ripped a hole in it to let their friends down so they could lower their friend right to the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you rip a hole in a roof for your mother? Sure we would, wouldn't we? Do you know what the end of that story was? And he healed him. You remember the great lengths that that centurion traveled on behalf of his servant who was at his house lying on a bed sick of the palsy. And when the centurion got there, he said, "Lord, my servant is so sick. But if you will just speak the word. Lord, I'm asking you to just speak the word. I believe in your ability. I believe in your power. I believe in your might so much, I don't even need for you to come to my house. Lord, just speak the word." You know what the end of that story was? And he healed him. Martha and Mary finally had to tell the Lord, "Lazarus died. He's dead." You know what the end of that story was? And he healed him. Those are the accounts of the loving concern of others. But don't we love the accounts directly between the sick soul and the Lord himself? Don't we love hearing about that woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She had an issue within herself for 12 years. Some people can relate to that, seeking and desiring to know the answer and from a salvation point of view. But this woman had an issue within herself for 12 years, and she'd been to everybody about it, and nobody could help her. And then she heard about the Lord of glory. And she believed what she heard. So much so, she was willing to crawl on the ground through a crowd of people because she said within herself, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment." I think about that. Wouldn't you love to touch the hem of his garment? If I could just touch the hem of... If I could just touch his clothes. She said, "I'll be made whole." Do you know what the end of that story was? And he healed her. That leper came to him that time in a crowd of people. Think about that statement. A leper. You remember what they did to lepers? You remember what they had to cry every time they saw somebody coming down the street? You better get away from me. I'm unclean. That leper came to him in a great crowd of people, and you know nobody wanted that leper there. They hated him. "Get that sinful, filthy thing out of my sight." That leper came kneeling down and beseeching him. He said, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Oh, if you will. Oh, if it is in your heart to do this. If it's in your heart to do this. Please, Lord, please." You know what happened? I love the first thing that's said about it. It says, the Lord touched him. You don't touch a leper. You know why? Whatever they have is transferred to you. You know what that represents? "I will." And he healed him. we could recall story after story. But I'm telling you, my heart burns within me every time I hear about blind Bartimaeus. Poor old blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sitting on the highway side begging. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. I just love the thought of it. He heard all the commotion. He heard all the noise. And he's wondering what's going on. And somebody said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he said within himself, oh, I want to reach out and touch the Lord as he passeth by. Oh, I hope he's not too busy to hear my heart's cry. They all said, hush, Bartimaeus, he's passing by this moment. He cried, Lord, my need supply. And do you know what happened? The Lord Jesus Christ, I love this. I mean, this is God Almighty manifest in the flesh. This is the eternal, high, holy, heavenly God come down. He cried, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And it says, God Almighty stood still. God stopped. He heard a cry for mercy. Does that encourage you to cry for mercy? Mercy, Lord, mercy, I need mercy. God stopped. He said, bring him to me. And he healed him. He healed him right then and there. Are you sick? Not many people are. Are you in need of healing? Do you need the great physician? Listen to this. He is passing by this moment. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm right there in the midst of you. He is right here, right now, in heart, in spirit. And if your diagnosis has been revealed to you, and that's the key. The only way a diagnosis can be revealed is if the Spirit of God comes and declares it to a sinner. This begins with God. But if your diagnosis has been revealed to you, to every soul he reveals that sickness and that disease of sin to, this is what he says. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He didn't say come to the front of the church. He didn't say come to the preacher. He didn't come to the other side of that leaf. Why don't you just turn over that leaf? He said, you come to me in heart, in soul. You come to me. And here's the commandment of the gospel. Go to him. Go to him. Some people, after having their true condition revealed to them. I mean their true condition revealed to them. And you know how it is whenever you think there's something going on with you first. There's a reason you go to a doctor at first, because something's not right. Maybe. I don't know. A little something going on. Some people experience that, spiritually speaking. I don't know. Maybe I'm not quite right. I should probably get myself in a little bit better shape before God, spiritually speaking. But some people, after having that true diagnosis revealed to them, some hesitate to come to Christ. Some hesitate to come to the house of the Lord. And here's the reason why. It's because they believe they're just too sinful. Some people do. They believe they're just too sinful. Years ago, I remember, I was young, I was a kid, but I remember, it's just stuck with me all these years. I remember hearing a pastor tell the story of a woman who called him on the phone because after hearing him preach, I believe it was on the radio, I believe he had a radio broadcast, and after hearing him preach, she had some questions. And the pastor gathered that she was concerned for her soul. So the pastor said, "Why don't you come down and worship with us sometime?" And the woman said, "Oh, I couldn't do that." And he said, "Why not?" She said, "I'm a sinner." She said, "I'm a sinner." And he said, "Well, we're all sinners." She said, "No, you don't understand. I'm the greatest sinner I've ever known in my life." And he said, "I think you'd fit in real nicely down here." Our Lord said, "You come unto me. Are you a sinner? Are you sick with sin? You come to me, all you that labor over it and are heavy laden over it. Come to me." For a soul to believe that he or she is too sinful to come to Christ or the house of Christ, that's like a man or woman who has a physical disease believing that he or she is too sick to go to the hospital. "I'm just too sick to see a doctor." That's not the case at all, is it? A hospital may not admit us. Some people go wanting to be admitted. But a hospital may not admit us if they can't find anything wrong with us. If we're not really sick. But they won't turn us away from being sick. Our self-righteousness, any goodness, any perfection, anything that we have within ourselves that we think is good and healthy before God, our self-righteousness may keep us away from Christ every time we come to Him in that. He may turn us away for self-righteousness. He may say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." But He'll never turn us away if we come to Him in our sin. Never. Never, never. As a matter of fact, if we have a desire to come to Him at all, that's Him drawing us to Himself. Do you know the Scripture says no man can come to Christ except the Father who sent Christ draw that man or woman. If we have a will to come, that's God who made us willing. If we have the ability to come, if we hear and say, "I want to do that," that's the Father drawing us to Christ. If God has given us a heart for Christ, go to Him. He said, "Come to me. I'll give you rest. You come to me, I'll give you rest." Every soul who does come to Christ will find this to be so. Every soul who does will find this to be so. Look at the end of verse 2. It says, "And He healed them there." "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out." And He healed them there. Every soul will say, "He healed me there. He healed me right there." He, by Himself, let's break that down just for a second here. By Himself, He, not He and me, Him alone. Think about this word, healed. He didn't try to heal. He tried to heal me. He didn't put a cast on it and, you know, say, "Well, let's just kind of wait and see." You may not need surgery. And then a month later say, "No, yeah, you need surgery." It'd probably only take you a month to heal. And then a month later say, "No, I think it's going to be another month." Listen, He healed. He healed them. Finished, done, good as new, you're free to run. Healed. He healed them. them, all of His chosen, loved, covered in the blood of His mercy, sinners, them. He healed them there, right there. Where is there? Look at verse 1. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, He departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea. Look at those last two words. Beyond Jordan. Right there in the coast of Judea, beyond Jordan. What's significant about that place? I'll show you in closing, all right? I'm going to close with this. Go to John chapter 1. John 1. Verse 26, it says, John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, look at those two words, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Verse 29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold the one who will endure the cross for the sin of His people. Right there, He healed him. Right there on the cross of Calvary. Right there where all of God's people were immersed into Christ and God dealt with them and judged them on the cross of Calvary. Right there, He healed them. And all of His people are right now in remission. All of them right now in remission. And there's no possibility of that disease ever returning again. I love how it says, in glory, sin is not coming in. Anything that defiles, anything that sins is not coming in. There is no possibility of that disease ever returning again. Now let me tell you what I call that. Good news. Good news. That's the gospel. Our sister Irene, after her surgery, she got the report that there is no cancer in her body. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that was good news to her? Oh, do you think she enjoyed hearing that? Do you think she had great confidence in her physician? So thankful for that physician. You think she took credit for it? It's gone. It's gone. What glorious news it is, in Christ, no sin. No sin is gone. Thank God for the great physician. All right.